Let's see, it doesn't echo on yours.
How do you save these?
Did it say something here?
What?
No.
I don't even hear anything.
I don't hear anything.
Okay, so I want to finish recording, so I want to hear that. I want to be able to...
What if I just recorded it? Because we only, why would we record with both phones
when we're together?
Literally standing right here.
One phone.
Right.
You didn't charge your phone last night, did you?
No. No, that's why it's at 31%. Sometimes I just don't. Like, sometimes I'll try put it on my charger station, and it just, like, it won't charge. And then it'll say, charging is... Charging is...
If I would have broke my screen there, I would have probably be out really upset and left.
I gotta go to Batteries Plus.
Gotta go to Batteries Plus.
But yeah, sometimes it just doesn't charge. So then I get to work and I'm like, oh, I have 10%. Great.
So you set a power pad?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it?
But I have like an upright one. Okay. Like it sits upright so you can like see it, I guess.
Okay.
But sometimes it just doesn't charge. It's
is that
very
some
not fun.
Poetry?
This is a book, it's called Essential Mystic Prayers.
Okay. Tell me what that's about.
John of the Cross is a saint, patron saint of contemplatives.
I don't think I have a charm.
Yeah. Maureen gave this to me, so my patron saint.
Who's Maureen?
Maureen is the person who runs my RCIA.
Oh, that's kind of nice. We just, we got a rosary. Kind of like
nice, yeah.
From the Holy Land, so that's kind of cool.
Well, she gave this to me personally, I think.
Oh, nice. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I thought it was really like cool. That, especially it's a really cool necklace. Way.
And
yeah.
For those of you who do not know, Dalton got baptized what?
On Easter.
Yeah.
This year, 2019. Easter 2019.
I converted to Catholicism same day.
Yep. Pretty special day. It was also Jillian's birthday.
It was also. Yeah, we can't. Shout out to Jillian.
That's my fiance, Jillian. So, like, this poem is of John of the Cross. Did I tell you his story? He was locked up in a prison, wrote poetry.
No.
John of the Cross was part of the Carmelites.
Okay.
Carmelites went through a reformation and like loosened up kind of the rules basically.
Right.
And John of the Cross was like, no, we should totally keep our old rules. And so he was the counter-reformation guy. And the reformed people didn't like it, so they locked him up in a prison. And yeah, and then the friar snuck him some. Whoa.
What are those?
That is a V of geese, dude.
That's a geese? That doesn't look like geese.
They look like weird geese.
Yeah.
They're definitely in a V shape.
Yeah. So weird.
Dark.
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know. Those are, I don't know. They're in
small.
The V shape, but they look like really small. Maybe they're ducks.
You know what? Maybe. Who knows?
I don't know.
Nature is such an odd
I know.
Thing
they were just
understand.
Like dark, small goose shape.
All right, sorry. Go back on. Back to what we were talking about because
anyway,
we got sidetracked.
Yeah, we're outside
that.
With nature. I hope you can hear the birds singing.
Been out here since about 5:15.
Yeah, a little bit after that. Yeah, around there. Somewhere around there. John of the Cross, the friar gave him a...
For, ladies
whoa,
and gentlemen, there's a raccoon.
Like a young raccoon. He's going in the den. He went into the...
he went into
called?
The...
What is that called?
You said it. The... It was like a mesh of stuff.
No, I like the one that you said better.
I forgot what I said. Totally forgot.
I said it was like an amalgam.
Graceful bush? No.
You said that one. That one was the
grand bush.
Grand bush. That one's the
grand tree.
The fluffy oval.
Fluffy. Oval.
Or what did you say?
I don't
poofy?
Know.
Poofy oval.
I don't like
poofy oval tree. And then this one was something else you said, and I thought it was really funny.
I forget what I said, but I don't.
Like
I would not probably.
Altogether.
I would tell kids to not go in there now.
There's a raccoon that lives in there.
Yeah, unless they want rabies. It's kind of a cool thing to
that
have.
That was
kind of
crazy. That was the biggest animal we've seen here, I think.
Yeah, he was like galloping too. It was weird.
Yeah, he was galloping. He was galloping. Oh, here it is. So this is a poem by John of the Cross. Oh, blessed Jesus, give me. Oh, I'm gonna do it slower. Oh, blessed Jesus, give me the stillness of soul in you. Let your mighty calmness reign in me. Rule me, O King of gentleness, King of peace.
That's nice.
Isn't it? There's really a lot nice. Of really beautiful poems in here.
And what is that book called?
This is called Essential Mystic Prayers. It was also given to me when I was baptized.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a good day. I got a lot of stuff. My spirit has become dry because it forgets to feed on you. It's a John of the Cosmos.
That's a good thing, because I feel like the soul is like, that's why you go to Mass every week, to replenish the soul.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you skip, it's kind of like, well, now you're riding on empty.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I feel like when I don't go to Mass.
Right. And it's like, well, now you gotta...
Dude, for a couple weeks there, we didn't go to our home parish, and we went to, when you guys were in town, we went to St. Chris instead of St. Mary's.
Oh, yeah?
And we sat in the cry room. Oh, and gosh. It was really weird and, like, loud and stressful compared to our normal Mass experience. It was really strange.
I was going
to
say, I bet you didn't really hear that much of the homily and all that fun jazz.
Yeah, and then the next time, I forget what we did, but it was also something different. Oh, we were in Minnesota, and we went to wherever we went with you guys.
St. Agnes?
Oh, me and Jillian went downtown.
To King Louis.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then I ended up going to...
We had a great time there.
Yeah.
What do you think about the gentleness one?
Read it again.
Oh, blessed Jesus, give me stillness of soul in you. Let your mighty calmness reign in me. Rule me, O King of gentleness, King of peace.
You know, I feel like that is, if you kind of give yourself up to the Lord, he will take care of you, take care of your soul.
Yeah.
But you just have to have that faith and that trust.
To me, it's about peace. You know, that's the last word, but also like...
No,
letting peace rule you is a really powerful feeling.
Like, calming sensation.
Yeah,
like,
being calm from center out.
Like, that's the Lord coming over you. It's kind of like coating you in this blanket, like a security blanket, like every confidence blanket, maybe, I don't know.
But, like, in a way, you are the blanket. And it's just weird.
Right,
yeah.
Like, yeah, it's really weird, but very, very, very nice. Like,
peace of the Lord's pretty crazy. The moon is still out, but there's definitely, like, some blushing. There's an airplane over there. Is that an airplane or a drone?
That is an airplane. Have you ever seen a drone fly in the air, just, like, randomly?
I think I have, yeah.
Really?
But that one turned out to be an airplane, so maybe not.
I'm going to the bathroom real quick.
Dude.
So, right now, apparently we should have full sunrise.
Full sunrise right now?
At 6:21.
So yeah, that's Joe, I'm Dalton, and we're going to do podcasts. We're going to talk about like different scriptures in our gardening process. I'm going to plant some stuff here in a minute. I'm going to plant a bunch of seeds kind of randomly in this pot. Then we're probably going to move them to the ground later. I don't know, it's like the end of May, but you know, why not plant things whenever? So yeah. We'll talk about stuff, scriptures, prayers, gardening, birds, etc. Etc. It's not etc. It's etc. All right. Till next time.
Oh.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. All right. Well, 5:57 in the morning.
5:57 in the morning.
Certainly, watching the sunrise here in
Yeah, I'm going to decide what our podcast structure is going to be like. I vote that we start with some scripture reading or a prayer. Maybe a prayer and then a scripture reading.
I think
a prayer and scripture reading.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about the scripture reading. No, not
Do you
right
know?
Now. Huh? Do I know any? No. So, I'm just, well, yeah, I do, but, like, we should just,
right,
we should just decide what we're going to do and then listen to this later, and then we'll bring some readings and or poems or whatever, maybe both, and then we'll talk about what those things mean for us, and then,
is that you?
Yeah. It's me in Hawaii. He's looking at my Google profile picture. Prayers for reading, maybe poem, and then thoughts, and then what's the next topic? Gardening process?
Yeah.
Check up on the germinate. We could check up on those plants. That would be good.
That's something that we could work with. Plant.
Mm-hmm. That could be something. And then any birds that you sighted recently? That'll be a new segment.
Yeah. And we can give people an update on
Dalton's hummingbird and bird feeder bucket process. We can have Joe plant update, Dalton plant update.
That's gonna go. It'll be fun. I kind of want to check on them seeds.
I think that's enough things to talk about.
Yeah, I think that'll cover. What do I think we have like a 30 minute?
Well, with our phones, I don't think it's 3 minutes that much.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, we do. I kind of want to see that.
I'm a little curious.
I'm over here. He's over there. He lives in Minnesota, so pretty soon most of our episodes will be when I'm here and he is there. But we happen to be in the same place right now. Hopefully Mike isn't picking up each other, but it's fine.
What about Mike? Hey.
Stuff happening?
Yeah, right there.
Crazy. Probably.
No.
More alert. Where should we meet them?
That's your
house. That bucket and prank them in that one?
Yeah.
All right. Let me get some. So what I do for planting is I just kind of pop them in there, but I have some onions in this bucket and also a burnt aloe leaf. What we're going to do is we're going to take the onions down and remove the aloe. And then we're going to plant. Really fun. What?
I need a little bit more coffee.
Dude, absolutely. Okay, so I will cut this thing. So
I got a quick question. Does it sound different if I have it on speakerphone compared to one I have?
I don't know. Are you using speakerphone right now?
Yeah.
No, it sounds perfectly fine.
Okay, perfect. I'm just making sure because usually with this phone case, people can't hear me. So I'm just making sure.
Oh, okay. Well, I can hear you fine.
Awesome.
Great.
And the sound sounds actually pretty good.
You went?
I said the sound sounds pretty good. Sound check. 1, 2.
1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2. You sound pretty good. Do I sound pretty good to you?
You sound fantastic.
That's amazing. So, I guess we could go get scripture if we're like doing this. We're recording right now, so we could get a scripture and read it.
Yeah.
The scripture.
Yeah, I am gonna.
There's a Bible somewhere in there in my house. There should be. We can read a Quran scripture too if you'd like.
A what?
The Quran.
Or a Muslim.
Or the Holy Book of Islam is what I meant.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, my gardening process, you missed it because you were in there.
Are you doing it right now?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So I'll just show you what I did.
Okay, I can't find it. Unless this is it.
Wait. That's War and Peace.
I didn't say.
Alright, so we're gonna use the New Catholic Bible, New Catholic Answer Bible that I have. Alright, let's go outside. Oh, you're putting on something. Tacos. Oh, this is Jillian's. This is my fiance's prayer Bible, or new Bible. It's got its own little inscription. Let's open it to a random page. I guess we could do the reading for today, but...
You want to?
I don't even know how to find it, so...
I think you just look it up online and then read it. But, you know what? I think
it's looking, up, for... looking it up online?
Shot. Oh, it's not out here. I left my coffee in there.
Chapter 16:11.
I like it.
We made a straight run for Samothrace while the next day for Neapolis. And from there to Philippi, a Roman colony and the principal city of that district of Macedonia. After a few days in this city, we went outside the gates beside a river as